ॐ मङ्गलं गुरुदेवाय देव्ये मत्रिक्ष मङ्गलं मङ्गलं भक्ता वृन्देव्यो सर्वलोकाय मङ्गलं ॐ स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतार वरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय मङ्गलम् ॐ सारशिव समारम्भं शङ्कराचार्य मध्यमम् अस्मराचार्यप्रायन्तं वन्दे गुरुं परम्परम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः श्रीगणेशाय नमः. So today is, we're celebrating today as Ashtami, the eighth day, very auspicious day. The move from, today many great demons have been destroyed, right? One of the major victories. The demons are killed, actually Mahishasura also is killed right at this time. Each day during Navaratri, each day is a different flavor and different deities are worshipped, right? But this is especially nice. Ashtami is the most auspicious time for Durga. And so we're getting in a very auspicious section of the Chandi, because now all the demons have been killed, right? We haven't killed anybody, but the Divine Mother, that's the first mistake, right? We take credit. I killed all the demons. No, it's not like that. Ma, the Divine Mother, has killed first Madhu and Kaitava that attacked Lord Brahma, right? Then, who's next? Before is Mahishasura. Mahishasura and his band of demons, right? Then come Chanda and Munda and his deities, Chanda, Munda, Durmalochana, Raktabija. These we talked about last night about all these, and then finally the killing of Shumba and Nishumba. We mentioned Shumba. Shumba means the ego, and Nishumba is the ego's grasping. Out of emptiness, out of low self-esteem, always grasping for identity and possessions and what we call upadis, right? These things that give us our identity. So slowly, first Nishumba is destroyed, right? Ma strips Nishumba down, and so all sense of mind is gone. All the things that we hold, the prop of our personality, fall, leaving only the false sense of I, the ego, the amkara. To stand, and with that, very quickly, glorious battle we read, he's also pinned down, stabbed, chopped, gone, right? And when that happened, it says that the sacred fire, like the one flying, burning here, again burned, the clouds cleared, right? The rivers flowed, birds chirped, Gandharvas danced, like that. Gandharvas sang, and Apsaras danced, right? But before, what happened originally, Shumba and Nishumba became so powerful, that ego became so powerful that he took credit for everything. It stole everything, right? It says it stole the offerings of the gods. Everything meant for the gods went to Shumba and Nishumba. So all the possessions of the gods, they took credit for. All the things that the gods did, they took credit for, right? It's represented as that he stole everything. He stole Indra's elephant and Brahma's water pot and chariot and Indra's lightning bolt, and it goes on like this. Slowly he says, I am the master of it. Look, everything I've stolen. And we talked that stealing is when you take credit for things that you're not your own power, you're stealing, right? It's not your own power, by your own power. So in this story, and the gods realize that they've lost everything due to their ego came up in the form of Shumba and Nishumba. This time they prayed, Yadavi Sarvabhuteshu, that goddess who exists everywhere in all beings, who's our own Shakti, right? Then she manifests and we saw quickly killed. So now, each one of these states is a different crisis in consciousness, different development in consciousness, progression, stage in sadhana. As these more subtle sense of I and mind come up, right? And we remember that auspicious goddess who exists everywhere is everything, our own Shakti, that's also destroyed. That's the realization. But now, the devas now pray a different prayer, right? Now they're realizing. First they said, oh, you who exist in all beings. Now they're being specific. All the things that we thought we did, we realize you did, right? This is called Narayani Stuti, very powerful prayer, which is in chapter 11, which we'll read today. I don't have much light. Maz has all that, so I'm trying. I'll give my best shot here. It opens with a Dhyan Mantra Ambhuvaneshwari. This is really small. Your body shines like the sunrise. You wear the moon upon your head like a crown. Your breasts are swollen and overflow with milk, and your three eyes are united. Your face shows a radiant smile, and your hands hold a curved sword. a net and show the mudras of blessings and fearlessness. Upon you, Goddess Bhuvaneshwari, we meditate. Interesting, many in these dhyan mantras, many we see you who have three eyes. Here, whose three eyes are united. Right, this represents Ida and Pingala and Sushumna, where they come together, right? The three nadis merge. So this is a state of realization. That's why she's invoked, the goddess of Akli Bhuvaneshwari. You can say goddess of the earth, Bhuvaneshwari, but Akli Bhuvaneshwari is goddess of the atmosphere, of space, of Akash, right? The infinite. She's a goddess of the infinite. So I actually have a Sanskrit for this, I think. When the great lord of the demons was slain by the goddess, Lord Indra, the king of heaven, and the other gods, led by Agni, with their objects fulfilled and their cheerful faces illuminating the quarters, praise goddess Katyayani thus. And this has a very nice meter, that Tumeva Mata, same meter. Devi prapanna trihare prasira prasira mata jagato kilisha prasira vishveshwari pahi vishwam tamishwari devi characharasya. O Devi prapanna, you remove the sufferings of your devotees. Be gracious, prasira, right? Shower, you who remove the sufferings of your devotees, please be gracious to us. Be gracious, Mother, O Mother of the worlds, Pasida Mata Jagatosh Kalishvara, O Mother of the worlds, be gracious, O Mother of the universe, protect the universe. You are, O Goddess, the ruler of all moving and unmoving beings. Adhara Bhuta, you are the substratum, the thing that holds, you are the one that holds everything, the support of everything, the ground of being, we would say in philosophy. You are the substratum of the world. You are in the form of Mother Earth. You exist as water. The universe is satisfied, Divine Goddess, O of unconquerable valor. You are Lord Vishnu's Shakti. Tum Vaishnavi Shakti Ananta Viryam, of infinite power, infinite valor. You are Lord Vishnu's Shakti of endless valor, the primeval elusive power. The source of the creation, Vishvesha Bijam, you are the seed of everything. The universe has been thrown into illusion by you, O Goddess, and if you are gracious, you are the cause of its liberation. Samastumati Vivi Muktahitu. So this is back to the very first verses of the Chandi. What causes our bondage? What causes our liberation? Right? You are the Mahamaya, the Divine Mother causes our illusion, as by creating, by appearing as this world, where she's become visible. But in that visibleness, we forget her. That's the problem, right? So you delude everything, everyone, including us, including the gods, even Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva become bewildered. What to speak of us, right? And you are, by remembering you, you cause our liberation. Vidya samastas tava devi bhedaha. All forms of knowledge, all vidyas, all science, all knowledge, all music, all wisdom, all art, all the vidyas are your manifestations, right? This is why we treat very science and art is very, very important. These vidyas, these ancient handed down knowledge, these are sacred. These are her forms. All knowledge is your forms. Sriyaha samasta sakala jagachu, and all women are your forms. Right, is one thing. Actually, all of your forms, man, woman, child, beast, table, book, microphone, everything is your form. But now it's saying certain things especially your form, right? So you're like while fire may be inside everything, in a burning piece of wood, it's easy to see, right? But also anything, if you burn, it will come, but it's hidden in everything, right? Some places it's obvious. Sri Ramakrishna gave the example, while air is everywhere, in front of a fan, air is obvious, you feel it. Right, so if you're looking for the Divine Mother, you look for it in all beings, that's okay, we should do that. But you can also look for it in ancient knowledge, and you can look for it in the form of women. Women are, actually, it says in the scriptures that women are disrespected, they're alakshmi, well, Lakshmi leaves, all auspiciousness leaves. If you have to, it's not just respecting books, it's respecting people too. All methods of knowledge are manifestations, and all women are your forms. By you alone, Mother, is this world fulfilled, is filled. Who can praise you who art beyond praise? When you have been extolled as the embodiment of all beings, O Goddess, and the giver of the enjoyment of both enjoyment and liberation. What words, however excellent, can we use to praise you? So we can't praise you, you're beyond our ability, but still we have to, it's to our benefit, we cannot not praise you. Right, so now the beautiful prayers start with, and each one ends with Narayani Namastute, Narayani Stuti. So Narayani is also a mysterious name. Narayani could mean, and it does mean, the Shakti or the spouse of Narayana, right? But but usually, like in most of these prayers, some of these prayers are Durga. Durga is not the spouse of Narayana, right? Brahmi is not the spouse of Narayana. Parvati is not the spouse of Narayana. Right? Aindri is not the spouse of Narayana. But each one's described as Narayani. So Narayani has a different meaning. Nara, what does Narayana mean? If we understand what Narayani is, not just Vishnu. Nara means man, right? It means human. Nara as in human, not as male man, but male and female human. Yeah, Nara. And Narayana is the Lord of men, right? And we have this one very mysterious form of Narayana, one incarnation called Nara Narayana. Right, so that's in the scriptures mentioned these twin rishis, Nara Narayan. Right, that's very deep. Nara Narayan is the guru of one of the main gurus of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he just in one previous life he did austerities, but in this life, his present life as Narada Muni, he was born illumined. Why? Because he says that he studied with Nara Narayan in Badrikashram. What does that mean? He's born illumined and he studied, his guru is Nara Narayan. Because within human, there's within Nara, within man, there's Narayana, the Lord of men, the creator of men, right? The consciousness within man, within everyone, God is there, right? And so through meditation, he heard that inner teaching and he became a sage. Nara Narayan became, through Nara Narayan, he became Narada Muni, right? So similarly, Narayani is that goddess, the goddess within every person. Within the goddess, that's the source and the substratum and the pattern, the original of humans, right? So each one of these, although it's addressed to Katyayani and Durga and Kali and Shivaduti and Narashingi and Varahi, all these different prayers, each one ends Narayani Namasute. You who exist within humans, right? As a consciousness within humans, the Lord of humans, the Mother of humans. Sarvabhuta yada devi sarva mukti pradayini tvam suta stuttaka va bhavantu para mukchaha. How can we praise you? Sarvisha buddhirupena jannasya hrida samstute sarvaga swarga prabhargade devi narayini namastute. Sarvisha buddhirupena, you who abides as buddhi, intelligence, in the hearts of all beings, the giver of both heaven and liberation. To you, Goddess Narayani, we bow. Kalaka stahito rupena parinama pradayini vishvato vishvasyo paratau shakte Narayani namostute. As time, you bring change to all beings. You exist even after the destruction of the universe. To you, Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. So, kalaka stadi. You are in the form of time. Through time, everything is changing. Yet you don't change. Through time, everything is born, lives, and dies. Yet you don't. You're not born. You don't live and don't die. You are both the substratum, the conscious awareness of everything, which in earlier verses it says nitya, that not eternal, beyond time, unchanging. Nitya means unchanging, right? And this whole changing universe of time, space, causation. To that goddess Narayani we bow. This one everybody knows. Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvartha sadike sharanye trambake gori narayani namostute. These three, this one and the next two verses are considered a summary of the whole chandi. All, not only chandi, all tantric philosophy, all shakta philosophy is in these verses. Sarva mangala mangalye, amongst all auspicious beings, and there's many here in this room, so many auspicious beings are there. You are the most auspicious of all the auspicious beings, or you're the most auspicious of all auspiciousness. You are the auspiciousness of auspiciousness, you could say also that. We usually translate as most auspicious amongst all auspicious beings, but you are the nature of us. Your very nature is only doing good, right? And that's very important because many of these forms we saw are very hideous, horrendous, right? Kali in the Chandi, she comes and she's with a lolling tongue and smashing people with a skull-stopped staff, right? Why is she doing that? Because she's trying to do good. right? He's liberating people. Those demons were so trapped in selfishness, they had to break, right? Even the fiercest forms of God, that we're told, oh, don't, you shouldn't worship those forms of God. Never have that form of Devi in your house like that. There may be reasons for that, but she only wants your liberation, right? Gita Prana, the sannyasini who was here recently, she quoted Aya, right? And a beautiful thing he said, that if you want, let's say, you know, you want to go outside and you're stuck inside the house, right? And you scream, and the door is closed, and you scream to Ma, Ma, please pull me out. So what does Kali do? She reaches through the keyhole and rips you out, right? It may hurt coming out. It's not may, it's going to hurt coming out, right? That form of God will rip you out. Other forms will gently, you know.
Someone said, why do you have Sri Yantrabha and Kali? Why not have Kali Yantrabha and Kali? She loves you so much, she'll pull you right through the door.
Yeah, so that's, but why is she doing? Because she wants your freedom. But she wants it fast. Some forms work very fast. Right, that same sadhu who told us this, that pundit, he said, but like if you worship Lalita, Tripura Sundari, right? She's Bala, she's a little girl, 8 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, 9 years old, all the different rupas of Bala, right? Or Soda, she's 16, she's a very pretty girl, she takes you by the hand, you go over here, you smell some flowers, you look at butterflies, and before you know it, you're outside. Right, it's a very gentle, slow, like this. It's through the beauty of nature, through the beauty, all the glories of life, you can also go out, right? But if you want fast, right, that what Rampur was singing, we're meditating on Ramprasad, the famous Ramprasad song, it says, if you want your life to be the same, don't worship Kali. Don't worship my mother Kali, he says, right? Because she works very, very fast, right? But why? She's only auspicious. Only doing good. She's not doing anything bad, only good. People say, oh, I'm scared. Ma's angry with me, and some bad thing will happen to me, and this is happening because Ma's angry with me. It's not true, right? The only person Ma's angry with is somebody who tells you that Ma's angry with you. It doesn't work that way. Her anger is also good for you, right? It's not some superstitious spirit that we have to placate and make offerings, otherwise she'll do bad things to us. It's not the way which a mother is always merciful, whether she's caressing her child or whether she's spanking her child. The mother is only merciful, right? Only for the good of the child. Sarva Mangala, she's all goodness, the most good, the most auspicious, the most merciful, right? Shive Sarvata Mangala Shive Sarvata Sarike, she in Sharanye, she grants the fulfillment of all prayers, right? Anything we want, anything we get is only from her. No matter who you pray to, all prayers to any deities coming, she's giving the blessing, because she's the Shakti of all deities. Right, Trambake Gauri, O three-eyed goddess, Gauri golden, O Mother Durga, Narayani Viva Namostute, Stristi Stiti Vinashanam, right, Shakti Bhute Sanatini. You are the power of Stiti, Striti Stiti Vinasha. Stiti means to create, right, and Stiti means to establish, means to support, and Vinasha means to destroy. So creation, sustenance, destruction. You are that power that does these three. So what's that saying? Actually, we know in Hindu, in classical Hindu mythology, we have the creator is Brahma. He creates. Vishnu sustains and protects. And Shiva destroys, Rudra destroys at the end. The same, but how does Brahma create? How does Shiva, Vishnu sustain? How does Shiva destroy? Through her power. She's the power of creation, sustenance, and destruction, right? So we say Brahma, Brahma's Shakti is Saraswati, vibration, right? Through the power of vibration, Brahma can create, right? Shiva's, Vishnu's Shakti is, we call it Lakshmi, right? That's the thing that sustains life, this thing, all the food and happiness and health, all the things that help support protection. And Shiva Shakti is Durga, Kali, the destroyer who destroys ignorance and mops the whole thing up. It's her. When we say, oh, Brahma is the creator, we're saying Brahma is the creator because Devi is his Shakti. So Shakti is the creator, right? It's always Shakti. And Sanatani, right? Srishti Vinashanam, Shakti Bhute Sanatani. And you are Sanatani, unchanging, eternal. Right, everything's happening, you're the cause of everything, and nothing happens to you. You're the substratum, the self, the Atman, Brahman. Gunashraye gunamai. Right? Gunas, nature, material nature, the guna, sattva, rajas, and tamas, all the qualities in nature, they exist in you and they're made from you, right? I think material nature rests in you, and of your being is constituted. It's made from you. Om Narayani Namasute. You are support of everything. You are the cause of everything, and everything rests in you, and it's made from you, right? Sharanagata dinarta paritrana parayane. You are Sharanagata. You are our protector. You are our refuge, our resort. You are the protector and supreme rest of all those who are afflicted and weak and who have taken shelter in you. So not as all these other verses are nice high philosophy. You are the creator, the power of Shiva, the power of Brahma, the creator, sustainer, destroyer, the self behind everything. That's okay philosophically. It's good, healthy thinking, a little philosophy to understand how the world works, how Ma's permeating everything. But to a suffering child, right, we need our mother. We need the person who will come when we're in need, who will come and help us. And the opening verse of the Chandi state, the sage made us, he says, she's everything, and in times of danger and need, she manifests, right? We can go to her for rest. We can go to her for refuge. O dispeller of all miseries, upon you, Supreme Narayana, Goddess Narayana, we bow. Now it starts. Now these are talking about the universal goddess. Now remember, in this story, in this battle, who was in the battlefield? First, it's Divine Mother appeared in many rupas. She appeared as Kali, as Shivaduti, as Durga, as Chandika, right, Chamunda. She appeared as, and then the feminine forms of the male gods, as Brahmi, Maheshwari, Aindri, Kaumari, Varahi, Narasinghi, right? Narasingha's feminine form, his Shakti. Brahma's feminine form, his Shakti, right? So now these prayers are going to start mentioning all these forms. And who's praying? Brahma, Indra, and Vishnu, and Varuna. All these, the gods are praying. They're saying, you who appear, like Brahma will say, you are Brahmi, right? So Brahma's saying that my power is you. Right, when Indra will say, "You are Indri," right? You by your lightning bolt, you punish the wicked. You bring rain like this, right? Means that when I throw a lightning bolt to do my power, it's your power, right? This is a realization. This is the realization. Oh my God, everything I do comes from you. That is the illumination that comes, right? Hamsa yukta bimanasta brahmani rupadharini kastambha Kshadike Devi Narayani Namostute. You ride, pulled by a chariot, pulled by swans, in the form of Mother Brahmani. This is Brahma Shakti. Oh, purifying all with water from your Kusha grass. To you, Supreme Goddess Narayani. This is Brahma praying to Brahmi, his own Shakti. Trishula Chandriadhare Maha Vrishabha Vahini Narashing Maheshwari Sarupena Narayani Namostute. You hold trident, moon, serpent, and you ride a bull in the form of Maheshwari, means Shiva, Maheshwara. So Shiva saying, O Maheshwari, you're the one who rides the bull, you're the one who holds the trident, you're the one who has a snake garland, not me, right? This is very deep, right? He's realizing it's who he's praying to, Maheshwari. O Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. Mad Mayura Kukuta Vritte Mahashakti Dharin Naghe, Kaumari Rupa Samstani Narayani Namostite. You are attended by a peacock. This is Kartikeya, right? Who rides a peacock, right? And a rooster, and hold a spear, Shakti, the Vali, right? Veil, right? Established in the form of Kumari. To you, Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. Shankha Chakra Gada Shange Grihita Parama Yudhe Prasida Vaishnavi Rupe Narayani Namastute. Dispelling conch, disc, club, and bow. Give us your blessings in the form of Vaishnavi. Supreme Goddess, we bow. O Vishnu. Vishnu is also praying. O Vaishnavi, power of Vishnu. You're the one that holds disc and club and like this. Grihito Gre Mahashakre Dhamstre Dhamstro Dritte Vasumdhare Varaha Rupini Shive Narayani Namastute. Holding a huge disc, you uplift the world with your tusk in the form of the divine boar, Varaha. To you, the Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. This is interesting because in this story, Varahi did not lift any earth. But the story of, and you know the story of Varaha Avatar, when Hiranyaksha, the brother of the demonic brother of Hiranyakashipu, he saw the earth, Mother Earth, he took earth and dived into the underworld, right? Stole the earth, right? And so Vishnu took the form of Varaha as a boar and dove into the waters and gave a good fight. And then he killed Hiranyaksha, and with his tusk, he lifted the earth up and put her back where it goes. That story is told in Vishnu Puranas and Srimad Bhagavatam, right? And it says when he lifted, because he carried this the earth, only a husband carries a woman, right? So Bhu Devi, the earth, became in the stories one of the wives of Vishnu, Lakshmi one's wife, and Bhu Devi, right? Earth is one wife. So it says, as Varahi, you lifted the earth. But this story, he didn't do it. That's an ancient story. Varaha lifted the earth. But how did he do so? Through her power. So it's recognizing that even that great feat that Varaha did, Vishnu did, really was her doing. Same with this next mantra. Nrishingha rupena grena hantum daitan krido yame trailokya trahana sahite narayana namastute. In the courageous form of Narasingha, the man lion, right? Nrishingha rupena, in the form of Narasingha, right? You set out to slay the Daitas, Hiranyakashipu. The man lion killed Hiranyakashipu, right? This is, took place in a previous cycle in a different world in this story, right? Millions, billions of years earlier, right? But back then, when you appeared as Narasingha, it was really Narasinghi. It was you, Narayani, who did it, right? So when we worship Narasingha, we're really worshiping Narasinghi. Actually, this is interesting. It's not just, the male forms are one thing and the female forms are the Shakti. Right, and you can say ladies are Shakti and male forms are not Shakti. It doesn't work that way. What's the difference between a live body and a dead body? Shakti, prana. Right, anything living is Shakti. That's Devi. If you make a statue of Krishna or Vishnu, right, or Shiva, right, what do you do? First, it's a statue, beautiful statue, right? But then you do prana pratisthana. You invoke Shakti. Then it becomes Shiva. Then you worship as Shiva. Right before, so even Shiva or Vishnu or Narasingha, it's just a statue until you invoke prana. Prana is Shakti. With that, so Narasinghi is the Shakti of Narasingha, right? Maheshwari is the Shakti of Shiva. So really, we're only worshipping Shakti. Everything else is just form. And that form also is her. That's another point, right? She's appeared all the forms. The Shakti was in all the forms. The big realization. Kirtina Mahavraje Sahasra Narayana Nayanojwale Vritta Prana Hare Chandri Narayani Namastute. You wear a crown, hold a thunderbolt, and have 1,000 eyes. This is the description of Indra. You took the life of the demon Vritra. O Aindri, to you, Supreme Goddess Narayani Vibha. Same thing, ancient story where Indra killed this demon, right? It was her who killed it. Shiva Duti Sarupena Hatta Daita Mahabale Ghora Rupe Maharave Narayani Namastute. In the form of Shiva Duti, you slew the mighty hosts of demons. Fearful in form and great in sound, to you, Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. Damstrakara Lavadane Shiro Mala Vuhushani Chamunde Mundamattani Narayani Namastute. Now this is to Chamunda. You have great teeth and wear a garland of heads. O Mother Chamunda, this is like the killer of lust and anger. Destroyer of anger, to you, Supreme Goddess, Narayana, we bow. Lakshmi Laje Mahavidye Shraddha Pushti Swadhe Dhruve Maharatri Mahamaye Narayani Namastite. You are Lakshmi. You are Mother Lakshmi. You are, which is auspiciousness. Laje, you are humility. Mahavidya, you are great knowledge. Shraddhe, you are faith. Pushti, you are nourishment. Swadhe, you are the mantra swaha. You are Dhruve, you are immovable. Maharatri, you are the great night. Mahamaya, the great illusion. You are wisdom, you are Saraswati, you are Lakshmi, you are night, you are day, you are everything. All good quality, all bad quality. Mere Saraswati Vare Bitra Bhatravi Tamasi Nityate Twam Prasideshe Narayani Namastate. You are Mera. Mera means subtle intelligence. Saraswati, goddess of learning. You are very subtle spiritual understanding. Varadeva, you are the highest, you are prosperity, you are the you are the power of Vishnu, you are dark, you are destiny. You are, oh, give us your blessings, oh, you Supreme Goddess Narayani, we bow. Sarvasarupe, we chanted this one today. Sarvasarupe sarveshe sarva shakti samanvite pahe bhyostrohino devi durga devi namostite. This is beautiful. Sarvasarupe sarveshe. You are the sarvasarupe in every form. Sarveshe. You are the very essence of everything. Oh Durga, you are the essence of everything we see. Right? Sarva shakti samanvite. You are the queen of everything, and you possess all power. Bahe byastra hino devi, free us from all fear. Oh Durga, oh goddess Durga, we bow to you. Etate varanam samyam lochanam trayabhushitam patuna sarva bite bhya katyayini namastute. May this beautiful face, adorned with three eyes, protect us from all fear. To you, Mother Katyayani, we bow. This is, you know this one too. Jwala karala mat yugram ashisha sura sudhanam trishunam patunno bitre bhadra kali namostute. To Mother Kali. Kali is a little fierce, so her mantra is also has some drama. Flaming, fierce, sharp. Right? The fierce destroyer of all demons, with your trident, protect us from fear. To you, O Bhadra Kali. Bhadra means good, right? But usually the form of Bhadra Kali is very fierce. But that fierceness is only good, right? Bhadra Kali is a very scary form of Kali. We have here Dakshina Kali, there's Smashan Kali, Rakta Kali, Shama Kali, so many forms of Kali. Bhadra Kali is a very fierce form. Right, you're usually fighting with fangs and all kinds of weapons like this,
he's
right?
He's not Superman because he's always on time.
Yeah, but but that fierceness, once again, is fierce grace, right? Only goodness. Bhadra kali namostite. Hinasti daita tejamsi swatnena purya ya jagat sa grajanta ganta patu no devi pape bhyona stuta naiva. May the sound of your bell that fills the worlds and destroys the powers of the demons protect us, O Durga, as a mother protects her children from all evil. Asura srigvasa panka char chitasta karoj jwalaha shubhayat khadgobhavantu chandike tvam ato vyasa. May your sword, smeared with the blood and fat of the demons and gleaming, act for our welfare, O Mother Chandi. Right now, Roghanna Shesha Napiham Situshta Rustantukamam Sakalam Abhishtam Tvama Sritanam Navipam Nararnam Tvama Srita Yasra Yata Prayantihi. This is one of my favorites. When pleased, you destroy all illness. When displeased, you frustrate all desires. No calamity befalls those who take refuge in you. Those who take refuge in you invariably become a refuge of others. A very beautiful hymn, right? Actually, this hymn can be chanted, it's also chanted as a healing mantra because this is Rogana Shesha, right? You destroy disease, right? So people who are sick sometimes recite this as a Siddhi mantra in order to destroy sickness and suffering, right? But it says, when pleased, you destroy disease. And when displeased, you frustrate all desire. Right, these are two very important things. No calamity befall those who take refuge in you. But this is my favorite line. But those who do take refuge in you become a refuge of others. Right, the devotees who have taken refuge of the Divine Mother, they become our refuge. They're the refuge of the whole world. Who else could do what you have done, slaughtering the great demons, the enemies of righteousness, O Divine Mother, by multiplying into so many forms? Who else is spoken of in knowledge and scriptures and discourses that light the lamp of knowledge? You also throw the universe whirling into darkness of egotism and attachment. Who else besides you is spoken like when somebody is giving a discourse and knowledge, it's only you. But you're also the one who throws everybody into ignorance and ego. Wherever there are demons, poisonous serpents, enemies, armies of robbers or forest fires, there and in mid-sea, you stand to save the world. As queen of the universe, this one, Viveshwari Twam Paripari Vishwam, Vishwashamike Dharanya Stiti Vishwam, Vishwesha Vandye Bhavati Bhavanti, Vishwashraya Ye Twai Bhakti Namraha. This is my other favorite. O queen, as queen of the universe, Viveshwari, as the control of the queen of the universe, you protect the universe. As the soul of the universe, you support the universe. You are worthy of being worshipped by the Lord of the universe. We bow to you with devotion. Those who bow to you with devotion become the refuge of the universe. Right? Same idea. Those who worship the Divine Mother, they are the refuge of everybody. Divine God, Devi Prasida Paripali, O Divine Goddess, please bless me. As you have just saved us by killing the demons, please save us from the fear of enemies. Destroy all evil from all the worlds which spring from negative tendencies. Right, so all the evil, this is, gives, we're not, we can be criticized of giving an overly symbolic interpretation of these stories, right? All the demons mean this and this demon means that, right? But it says all these demons that have sprung from our negative tendencies. So this is, itself says the how to understand this hymn. These are all just, our negative tendencies have to be destroyed. Actually, this is an unpopular spiritual truth. Swami Shivananda from Rishikesh, he says, spiritual life is the cultivation of virtues and the eradication of vices. Right? This is also known as sadhana, shuddha manas shuddhi, purification of the mind and heart. Right? What does it mean to purify the mind and heart? It means eradication of vices and the development of virtues. Right? So our negative things have to be washed away and good qualities have to be developed. Right? What we feed. Right, and the forgotten secret of spiritual life. It does matter. What did he say? Also, he summarized, like, he wrote 300 books. Swami Shivananda, right? Incredible library, incredible mind, right? But his 300 books can be summarized in two or three easy to remember lines.
And in simple catchy songs.
One of them is "Be good, do good." Real simple thing. I was one time on the beach walking with two swamis, a female swami and a male swami from South India, and somebody stopped us and says, "Oh, Reverend, you know, give us a good news, give us instruction, right?" And the lady swami says, "Be good, do good," and she walked on. Right? There's a lot, and the person like going, "Well, that's simple, but that's not easy. It's simple, but not easy." Right, so he said, "Be good, do good, be kind, be compassionate, inquire, who am I? Know the self, be free." That's it. He summarizes all spiritual life right there, but it starts with be good. Of course, it's not that we're not good; we actually are good, right? We talked about that. Actually, Swami Shivananda also would say, out of those 300, my favorite lecture of his. It's called, I forget the name of the lecture, but I remember the words of the lecture. We have it in his own voice, that's why. It starts with, "Thou art divine, live up to it." Right? Then he just goes on from there. Right? That's the main thing. We're divine, right? We're not living up to it. We're living below our dignity. We mentioned Swami Vivekananda started his opening talks in America by saying, "Children of immortal bliss, Amrita Putra." Right? We're divine. Even Jesus said, "You are gods." Right, but we don't live up to that, and so it's not that we should be. It's not like some in some Western religious traditions, the way we've grown up. Actually, the reason we do bad because we're bad, our core is bad, and therefore we should feel horrible about ourselves because we're bad. This is not what the Chandi says, not what the Vedas say, the Puranas say, not what the Gita says. It says actually you're divine, right? So and the reason and. We shouldn't be ashamed of what we do. We should be embarrassed by what we do, because it's below our dignity. We're princes, we're princesses, we're kings and queens. We're the children of immortality. Live up to it. Thou art divine. Live up to it. Be good. Do good. Please. So it's oh God. So here we pray. Another way of saying all that is oh Devi, oh Kali, oh Ma Durga. During this auspicious Durga Puja time, so many mantras, so many pujas, so many lectures. So many offerings, so many things we've done. Why are we doing it? This is our prayer. Destroy all the enemies from all the worlds which spring from our negative tendencies. O remover of universal suffering, be gracious to us who are worshipping you. The beautiful thing to say at the end of our puja now, right? worthy of worship by the inhabitants of the three worlds. Please grant the best to all the worlds. I need to switch to, that's my end of the sentence. I have to, another translation here, done. Chapter 11, sorry. To all the worlds. And so this is their prayer. Now the Divine Mother speaks. O gods, this is all you, right? I shall grant you a boon. Whatever blessing your minds desire for the benefit of the world, I shall grant that. The God said, O Queen of all, destroy all disturbance in the three worlds and remove from us all hostility. This is very deep, right? The three worlds are not just heaven, earth, and like that. Three worlds. We also have three worlds. We have our underworld. See, the worlds, we have a world. There are heaven realms, and there's also hellish realms. We can go up and down, and we move like this. That's also a fact, right? But more real, more immediate to that, is our own existence. The whole universe exists within our own form, right? That's a basic principle of Tantra. The microcosm, the macrocosm are built upon the same plan, right? So we also have an underworld where the demons live. Although there may be hell, there's 64 nauticas or something, hellish realm, where all kinds of demons live, and for processing appropriate offenders against dharma, right? And there's also deva worlds, right? There's heavens and swargas and things like this, right? Where people get extreme enjoyment for inconceivably long periods of time, right? Both of these are very unfortunate, right? Because they, yes, waste, they bewilder our goal. We think, and we know this, this is true in many religions, including aspects of our own. We think, I have to be good and be religious and go to the temple, go to church and believe and read and pray so that I don't go to hell and that I do go to heaven, right? Because hell and heaven, you know, the other day we were joking, summarizing the Bible's true. Hell's hot and forever is a long time, right? So this is like, we saw a sign once that said that. I'm going, right? The problem with that is that what is religion then? That's like an animal avoiding punishment and trying to get pleasure, right? This is not how you train animal, not how you manifest your divinity. Swami Vivekananda said that religion is a manifestation of divinity already in man, already in people, in humans, right? Using gendered language, right? It's you bring out what's already there, you bring out. That's religion. Not trying to avoid hell or go to heaven, right? We've quoted many times, but this Sufi female mystic Rabia, if I pronounce. There's not much we know. There's only a few, not like Hafez and Rumi. We have huge libraries of their literature. Rabia, we have 2-3 sentences that have come down through tradition. One of which she says, O Allah, if I worship you to avoid hell, burn me in hell. And if I worship you to attain paradise, deny me paradise. That's her prayer, right? But if I worship you out of love, right, then you please accept my offering. And the other great one, it says, I carry in one hand a bucket and in the other hand a torch. With a bucket I shall put out the fires of hell, and with a torch I shall burn down heaven, paradise. So that the purpose of religion can be known. Take these off the map, right? Ignore, put out hell, ignore heaven. So Vivekananda said, don't even make heaven your goal, right? We want God's our goal, illuminations our goal, not just another something else somewhere else or avoiding something, like an animal, like a child, right? We're more than that. So this is, from the three worlds, everything has to be illumined. So we also have these three worlds. But ignore the upper worlds and the lower world that may or may not exist, right? We have these three worlds. We have a lower, our unconscious and subconscious and all these stratas that psychology says and also yogic philosophy says, right? We have our conscious mind and we have higher realms. These are represented by different chakras. We have under chakras and higher chakras and like this, right? And so in the lower worlds, we have, what are the demons in the world? These are lust, anger, greed. These are also necessary. They also give us our energy. They give us our shakti. Right, our anger and our drive to work and do something, have a family and become good money and be happy and successful in life. We also need that. We also, even violence has to be there in order to protect, fight or flight. Right, somebody attacks you, you have to protect your children, protect your wife, protect your husband, protect your home. These are not bad. What happened Raktabija and Chandamunda and Shumba and Nishumba and Mahishasura, those are underworld demons. They came up and sat on the throne of Indra, right? They didn't in their proper place, right? It says actually, somehow or another, we didn't flesh out this one verse that says when the demons were killed, the remaining demons, they ran back to the hellish realms to do their work. They also have to be there. We also need those things. And the middle worlds, our world of conscious behavior, and the higher worlds, may there be no friction. May everything be, work together. May there be no antagonism, no disturbance, no hostility. Right? Everything should work nicely together. All aspects of our being should work. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. The demons below, humans in this realm, the gods running the show, running like that. That's symbolically of the well-running universe, right? That we call, in the Vedic tradition, a pre-word for Dharma is Rittam, the natural flow of things, right? The natural flow of things is the way God wants it to be, right? But we live a little unnaturally, and the danger we take, our ego gets in the way, we don't realize how things go, and everything gets messed up, right? So this is a prayer. If you're going to give us a boon, O Ma, right? O Queen of all, destroy all disturbances in all three worlds, and remove from us all hostility. The goddess spoke. Now these are very interesting verses, the final little verses of this chapter. Ma will speak. She says, yes, I shall do. Right? Just like we'll do, but I will do it in the future also. She gives some predictions of future avatars, future manifestations, right? And all of these actually we can find in the scriptures references to when this happened. This conversation is supposed to have taken place in a previous Manvantar, right? Millions of years ago, right? So a lot of these things happened a long time ago. Some of these things scholars have found in prehistoric time, not just like in Puranas. Like one of in Krishna's life he comes, and in this life, some of the stories we recognize, some things we find in cave paintings, right? You know, that where the goddess appears and saves people, like this. So she's giving some future predictions, right? That's part of the Puranas here. Ma says, during the 28th Yuga, when Vaivaishvata will be Manu, the great demon Shumba and Nishumba will be born again. Ego will come again. Through the womb of Mother Yashoda, in the home of the cowherd Nanda, and dwell in the Vindhya Mountains, I will destroy them both. That means Shumba and Nishumba here are called Kamsa and... What's Kamsa's? Kamsa and... Vasudevatam Devam Kamsa Marduna... No, Kamsa and his, he has another evil brother, I'm forgetting. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes. So Shumba and Nishumba will be born again. Right? And so we know in the story of Krishna, right? Krishna, the seventh child is a woman, the girl, right? Mahamaya, right? That and it says that he went to go kill and he slipped from her hand. Right? That place where she slipped from her hand is from the Vindhya Mountains. You went... if you go to Vindhyavasini, just there, the place called, I think it's called Ashtabuj or something like that, where the eight arm, where he tried to smash Durga, right? That story is there. But she laughed and says, I've already killed you, right? The one anyways, you know the story. We'll tell that story on Janmashtami. You know the story. But she's saying, next time these demons come up, the ego comes up, I'll again be born and arrange everything. So here it's saying Krishna and Balaram killing by the arrangements of her. Her as Mahamaya arranging everything. I shall kill them both. I shall again incarnate in the earth as the ferocious form and slay the demons who are the destroyers of Viprachitta. When I will devour these great demonic descendants of Viprachitta, my tea shall become red as a pomegranate flower. Then the gods in heaven and humans upon the earth shall praise me as Raktadanta. She has red teeth. And again during the time when it will not rain for 100 years, worshipped by the sages, I shall be born on the drought-ridden earth, but not through a womb. Then I will see the sages with 100 eyes, and humankind will glorify me as Shatakshi, Shiva of 100 eyes. During that time, O gods, I shall feed the whole world with life-giving vegetables to my own body until the rains come again. Then I shall be famous upon the earth as Shakambari, the goddess of vegetables, right? And some think that this is one of the things referenced in ancient cave paintings, right? Other think that this hasn't happened yet, right? They say because this term, drought, I don't have it in front of me, the Sanskrit in front of me, but it means like sterile, when the earth becomes sterile. So people, who knows, maybe through genetic manipulation, maybe through a nuclear act, who knows what, that she'll come and feed people through her own body, which is, her body giving vegetables is, again, earth giving vegetables. Yeah. It's a mysterious verse, but it's there. Shakambari. During that period, I shall slay the great demons named Durgama. I will then be worshipped by the name Durga Devi. And again, assuming a terrible form in the Himalayas, I will destroy the demons for the purpose of the sages. At that time, all the sages will bow with their bodies in worship of me and shall call me Bhima Devi. When the demon named Aruna shall work great havoc in the three worlds, I will take the form consisting of innumerable bees to kill this great demon for the welfare of the three worlds. At that time, people will praise me everywhere as Brahmari, like a bee. Right? This is interesting that actually bees are very auspicious. We know without bees, we're in big trouble. Actually, it's happening now. Bees are dying, right? So we're in big trouble. Right? And actually, the presence of bees on your property, like if you have a beehive, is considered very auspicious, Ma's Rupa. Right, she comes in that form, Brahmari. Actually, even the Brahmari, is like one of the lines in
Brahmara,
Brahmara. It's in the Mahishasura Mardini, that name is there, Brahmari. In that way, wherever trouble arises due to the raising of the demons, I shall incarnate myself and destroy the enemies. Thus ends the 11th chapter entitled The Praise of Goddess Narayani. Found the Devi Mahatmya of the Markandeya Purana spoken when Savarni was Manu. So tomorrow night, the final night, our Navami, we'll read the last two chapters. Chapter 12 is the Palstuti, the benefits of reading the Chandi and hearing the Chandi, right? You feel it, actually. All the things mentioned, you almost feel them happening as you read and listen, right? And then the final is when Ma, the frame story of Surata, the merchant, Samadhi and the king Surata talking to the sage Madis. What happens as a result of all this teaching that they've gotten? What do they do? So we have to think, we know the fruits, we know the story, we know the philosophy, we know the benefits. What do we do with that? There's several things we could do. So we'll see. Surata does one thing, Samadhi does another thing. Both of them acceptable responses to this, right? The king does one thing and the merchant does another, right? The how to use this for dharma or how to use it for moksha, and both are there according to our tendencies and our readiness. So thank you for your kind attention. Until tomorrow night, Mahamayi ki jai.